Counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from The Ketamine.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
This is Bob Maddox.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Maya from Outside.
Hi, this is Caitlin Loney from True Love Center, and you are listening to Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
It's the Earshot 20. We're about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Thanks for tuning in for another week. We really appreciate you being along for the ride for the next 2 hours. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland in studio with me. And Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you head to the website where we get the charts.
Go and check it out. You'll find that Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published every week. And that website, again, is earshot-online.com. You'll find the entire national top 50 there, as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations, many of which are our fine airing partners of the program. And you can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and so much more, again, at earshot-online.com.
Loads of great stuff. You can also find us online a few ways. Earshot20 at gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at Earshot 20, our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we're happy to do that for you in the form of an interview, and we'll play something from your latest release. We're doing that in this program. Lisa LeBlanc joins us in the second hour of the program, actually. And in the first hour of the program, we're going to be talking with one of the artists on the charts. Samantha Savage-Smith also caught up with us this week to chat a little bit about her record and what's going on with her for the first bit of 2015. Stephen Karlick also with your music news. Brian is taking a little bit of a break from the lowdown. It's quite hefty. We can still give
it's
you
daunting.
We can give you some insight. We'll let you know a couple of the titles that will be that'll be charting below the top 20. We'll do that in the second hour of the program as well. Plus, we have the top 20 and a couple of now I'm second guessing myself. I think we had a couple of entries into the top 20 debuts.
Yeah, there's a debut this week in the top 20 and a couple of other records that are new to the show. Also, a feature from a couple of weeks back that is into the regular portion of the show as well. So
lots of new stuff. We're good. We get them on. We break the scene for them, if that even is a thing. I don't know if that's a real thing.
It's the same artist that a few weeks back that we remarked that they're at 20-something, and then you interviewed them, and then they went down to 40-something. Well, now they're back up into the teens. So they rebounded. They rebounded from your bad mojo.
Oh, right. Because I interviewed them and then they dropped, and we were like, "Oh, I guess I shouldn't interview people anymore."
The curse of Anthony Enman.
Well, hey, it got them back up there. That's what I'm going to go.
I think they overcame the curse.
I think so. Well, no, I got them to where
they got a lucky rabbit's foot.
I brought them to where they are. All right, we'll kick things off with number 20. We'll go from there. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in for the first three.
Debuting at number 20 is a new record from A Place to Bury Strangers called Transfixation. You're going to hear a track from that one starting us off called Straight. D'Angelo and the Vanguard are back into the program after dropping to number 24 out of the top 20 last week. And now at number 19 is the latest record, Black Messiah. You're going to hear Prayer. And the self-titled debut from Halifax's Moon is at number 18. It debuted at 28 last week. We're going to close the set of music out with Holy Mountain.
All right, here's your number 20 this week. Straight, stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Straight.
All this confusion. Earshot 20. Number 18.
That was Holy Mountain by Moon at number 18 this week, after debuting at number 28 the week before with their self-titled debut on Bruised Tongue. At number 19, back into the show, up from number 24 was D'Angelo and the Vanguard from Black Messiah. You heard Prayer. We started the program off this week with a debut at number 20. It's the latest from A Place to Bury Strangers called Transfixiation, and we heard a track called Straight.
It's the Earshot 20, and we're counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Brian, just letting you know what was coming in just before this break, and he'll be back to tell you what's coming up after this. But first, we're going to head to the phone line and chat with Stephen Karlick, as we do every week. He's a senior editor at Exclaim Magazine and a friend of ours here. The program brings us great music news every week, direct from Toronto and Exclaim. And Stephen, welcome back to the program this week.
It is a pleasure.
Oh, it's always good to have you on. And we've got all kinds of news, really big news this week. And we'll start things off with an announcement for North by Northeast. And I must admit, before I ever knew what this was and before Brian ever told me, I was like, Brian, what's NXNE Festival? I didn't know that it stood for something other than...
That's
just
still a
the
common
letters.
Error. In fact, people in Toronto will still say, like, I'm really excited for NXNE.
Okay.
Like, well, guys, come on.
Okay, so my ignorance is not as...
Yours is forgivable.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yes, North by Northeast, very exciting stuff. Everyone's getting all excited right now about South by Southwest, as it's going to happen in mid-March in Austin. But the Toronto version of the festival, North by Northeast, has announced its initial lineup. The festival will happen June 17th to 21st. 2015 in Toronto, all across the city at various venues. And this year, as with other years, it's a fantastic lineup. Headliners include Action Bronson, The New Pornographers, rappers Ray Sremmerd, and Best Coast, not to mention a ton of other stuff. Also delivering sets, Vince Staples, Tink, Glass Animals, Blonde Redhead, Zola Jesus, Ice Age, Pentagram, Baths, Death Heaven, Magical Clouds, White Lung, 100 Waters, Ibei, No Joy, Lower Dens, and tons of others. A bunch of amazing Canadian talent, including some that I mentioned, as well as bands like Adonis Adonis, Dilly Dally, Lydia Ainsworth, Aiden Knight, and others. So lots of cool stuff. And that's just the first wave of announcements. A lot more will come throughout the summer. They usually do a second and sometimes a third announcement. A festival statement from their website said, quote, "Well, we can certainly say we very much tried to distinguish ourselves from the rest of the offerings on the festival circuit. The result is a pretty eclectic mix. Yes, we've got the Young Dundas Square headlining act you'll want to be at, but dig a little deeper and you'll find a whack of talent playing venues across the city. We're bringing in bands from some of our favorite shores and from here at home. So lots of cool stuff and lots of stuff that I'm really excited about. It's sort of the kind of festival where, like they said, you can sort of dig deep and find some stuff that will be huge in the coming year. A lot of bands have breakout performances there. Last year, the big story was Always, who indeed happened to have a very big year and graced the year-end cover of Exclaim. So lots of cool stuff.
And so I figure the moral of the story of this is make sure that you continue to watch and get your tickets as soon as you can.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to move on for an LP announcement and a new album coming out for Godspeed You Black Emperor.
Yes, more big news, this time from Montreal. Humongous Music Outfit, Godspeed You Black Emperor, the beloved Canadian experimental institution, have revealed plans to release a new LP called Asunder, Sweet Another Distress. It will be the band's sixth full-length and will come March 31st from Constellation Records. A press release notes that Godspeed recorded the album with sound engineer Greg Norman at studios in North Carolina and Montreal. The result is said to be a 40-minute outing, quote, "where composition, emotion, and note choice is inextricable from an exacting focus on tone, timbre, resonance, and the sheer materiality of sound." This is the first follow-up since their Alleluia Don't Bend Ascend LP in 2012, which won the Polaris Music Prize the following year. But apparently the compositions on this new album have existed for years. It was explained that the new album, Asunder, Sweet, and Other Distress, features the first, quote, newly composed work from the group since reforming in 2010, and the material apparently has been road-tested for a couple of years. So if you've seen them live lately and been like, what's that amazing new song they're playing? You may recognize it on the track list here, which is available at exclaim.ca, as well as a first new single titled Peasantry or Light Inside of Light. So go to exclaim.ca to check it out.
Awesome news for fans of Godspeed You Black Emperor. So check that out. And one more story before we come back to the charts. And that is some news about the memoirs of Kim Gordon.
Yeah, it's some harsh words from Kim Gordon to Lana Del Rey in the reader's copy that was sent out to media who were reviewing it. The memoir arrived in stores on February 24th with words changed from the review copy, which is typical. Review copies will often say on them, warning, these are not the final words, etc., etc. And I think once it made a media splash, there was a quotation in which Kim Gordon was talking about Lana Del Rey. She said, "Today we have someone like Lana Del Rey who doesn't even know what feminism is, who believes women can do whatever they want, which in her world tilts towards self-destruction, whether it's sleeping with gross old men or getting gang-raped by bikers. Equal pay and equal rights would be nice. Naturally, it's a persona. If she really truly believes it's beautiful when young musicians go out on a hot flame of drugs and depression, why doesn't she just off herself?" So some very, very harsh words from Sonic Youth's Kim Gordon for Lana Del Rey. Those have been edited now in the store version, in the retail version of the book, which now takes out the mention of gang rape, which is probably a good thing, and also takes out the part about suicide, the suggestion of suicide, saying, does she truly believe it's beautiful when young musicians go out on a hot flame of drugs and depression, or is it just her persona? So unless you got a review copy of that, you will not read those words, for better or worse. So there you go. Well, collector copies, those are now.
Yeah, well, it sounds like it might be a little better just in the edited version. I don't know if it's quite anybody's place to tell someone else that it's time to go.
No. Anyway. I would agree with that.
All right. Slow your roll, Kim Gordon. All right. We are going to get back to the charts, and Stephen will get you to hang on the line. We will catch up with you in the second hour of the program. Right now, Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
Number 17 up one spot is The High Dials in the AM Wilds. Their latest. We're going to start the set off with a track called After Party. And another one back into the show is The Dodos at number 16. Up for number 42 is In Divide, and You're in Here Competition.
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 16.
Competition.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was the Dodos with a track from Individe at number 16, up from number 42. And you also heard before that, at number 17, up one spot, the High Dials in the AM Wiles, we heard a track called After Party.
If you're just tuning in, it's the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Check out the site. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic, and we're continuing the countdown this hour of the program, bringing you all the best that the country has to offer from, 30 plus reporting stations? Is that how many? I don't know how many report. There's a lot.
Oh, yeah. There's usually over 30 stations reporting every single week. Yeah,
that's good. So head on over to that website, earshot-online.com. Check it out. You can also see the charts and all kinds of other stuff, reviews, interviews. There's all kinds of stuff for you there. We've got a few more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
You're going to hear from the Golden Dogs. They're at number 15 this week, down up from number 47 is their latest 3.5. We're going to hear Feel Like a Bridge. And after that in the set is going to be Michael Feuerstack. You're going to hear a track called Cemetery Trees. His new one sits still at number 14. It's called The Forgettable Truth.
Oh,
Earshot 20. Number 14.
They called you gold digger. They called you other things. They hid your name. Didn't take you by surprise, did it? I told them to be kinder, but they didn't. I called you a seeker. I told them they were wrong. I told them to behave. They were looking at the old you. They were looking at the same thing too long. Well, we paid our dues. We gave it hell. We earned it with our sweat and blood. We thrummed the heartstrings till there were blisters on our thumbs. But we're alright. We've got the windows open. Though it's cold outside, we've got the stereo pumping, blaring out at the cemetery tree. They say it's a wasteland, that it's nobody's home. Sick of living on a sofa bed, there's a frozen yogurt stand where our ex-landlord got stabbed. But I can trust in you, and you can trust in me. I can tell you what I wanna hear. You can show me what you wanna see. You can show me what you wanna see. But we're alright. We've got the windows open. We feel no pain. We've got the stereo blaring out at the cemetery tree. Blaring out at the cemetery tree.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Michael Fjorstak in a track called Cemetery Trees. His latest hit still at number 14 called The Forgettable Truth. And we also heard from 3.5, the new one from the Golden Dogs at number 15, up from 47. You heard a track called Feel Like a Bridge.
So you're probably sick of the cold. I know I am. I'm sick of the cold. I'm sick of the snow. I would love to go somewhere south right now. Let's go do the show somewhere south for the rest until it's summertime in New Brunswick. Let's just do it, because I the cold is too much. So we were talking about this earlier, not you and I, but a few colleagues, and they're like, but spring is just around the corner. It's like 20 some days away, even less. It's like, oh, that's great. But then I realized that's not great, because before the snow ends, there's definitely something that's even worse. Losing an hour of sleep. March 8th, time goes ahead an hour. That's devastating to me. I always wish we gained an hour. I wish we set the clocks back every time. So I have an extra hour every time.
Well, then eventually you'd be awake in the dark.
True, but...
And the whole world would be ruined.
It would be screwy. But I hate losing an hour of sleep. I just have to put that out there. It's sad days.
This has been a new segment on the Earshot 20 called Anthony's Complainy Corner.
Random facts. Random crap facts for you. Anyway, no, I wanted to point that out. So remember, March 8th, set your clocks. Well, March 7th at 2 a.m. because we all know the bars do it at 2 a.m. so that they don't have to lose all that patronage. So yeah, set your clocks ahead at 2 a.m. Lose that hour of sleep and then be extremely cranky. But don't do it on Sunday because then you'll miss The Walking Dead.
I think you could set the precedent, start the trend just when everyone says, oh, it's 2 o'clock. You say, no, this time sprung forward. It's 4 o'clock. Just refuse. It's going to be really hard for you.
Yeah.
You're probably going to get in a lot of trouble. You might lose your job. You're probably going to lose a lot of appointments.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll miss a lot of our interviews and everything because you'll be living in Anthony time zone. But, you know,
maybe,
I think you should
maybe
go
our
for
listeners
it.
Will support that. We'll see what happens. Anyway, so there's my rant. I hope you're staying warm wherever you are, and hopefully sunny skies are on the way for us soon. We've got music to warm you up, though, right here on the Earshot 20. A few more tracks. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 13, and coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to hear from Samantha Savage Smith as well.
Here is the Decemberists from their latest record, What a Terrible World, What a Beautiful World. Here is Better Not Wake the Baby.
Kick a hole in the hallway wall, singing like a painted lady. Use your skull like a cannonball, but it better not wake the baby. How long will this go on? How long will it be? Bang your drum till the money's all gone, but it better not wake the baby. Moan of your lot in life, spin your mind half crazy, gouge your eyes with a butter knife, but it better not wake the baby. How long will this go on? How long indeed? Bang your drum till the money's all gone, but it better not wake the baby. Drown yourself in crocodile tears, curse the god what made ye, pine away for your banner years, but it better not wake the baby. How long will this go on? How long indeed? Bang your drum till the money's all gone, but it better not wake the baby. How long will this go on? How long indeed? Bang your drum till the money's all gone, but it better not wake the, better not wake. Baby.
You're listening to the Earshot 20, number 12.
Thank you.
That was Panda Bear sitting in the 12th spot this week on the charts. We're on our way to completing the first 10 of the top 20. And our next artist comes to us from Calgary, Alberta. Canadian singer-songwriter Samantha Savage Smith released Fine Lines, a follow-up to her debut back in 2011. We caught up with Samantha to see how things are going. Samantha, first, congratulations on a great album.
Thank you.
And your music career has quite a story. When did you know you wanted to do music as a career?
I guess to do music as a career, I don't know. I feel like I just kind of got thrown into it. I was definitely kind of a bedroom songwriter for a long time and, you know, just showed my roommate and that was about it. Maybe my mom. But when Lori Matheson, who produced the first record, kind of took me under his wing and showed me the ropes, they would just sort of just started happening, and it's like I had no choice at that point, but I'm happy I did.
And after the success of your first album, Tough Cookie, which was released in 2011, you started working on Fine Lines. What made you decide you wanted to put out more?
Because I keep writing songs. Can't stop. I mean, with this record, I spent a long time working on the songs and kind of the pre-production of it and everything, so I was, you know, really heavily involved in all aspects of Fine Lines, and I mean, I was just kind of excited to just get going with it and kind of share how, you know, my music has changed and, you know, keep going with it.
And relationship seems to be a theme on the record. Does the music speak to personal experiences, stories shared with you, or a mix of both?
I would say it's probably mostly all personal experiences or affiliated with close relationships of other people, maybe. The theme lyrically, if you will, is like more, it's just a lot more based on like kind of just the life challenges than, you know, the regular heartbreak song I used to write. Yeah.
Of course, fans of the album likely wondering when they're going to see you live. Any plans for touring?
Yeah, I'm actually heading out on tour next week.
Awesome.
So yeah, I'll be playing across the country mostly. Up till about Quebec, and then we're also playing South by Southwest, and we're going to play a show at Juno for the Juno Fest, and playing some Ontario dates and Quebec dates as well.
All kinds on the way for you. That's awesome. Well, find the album online at SamanthaSavageSmith.com. Samantha, thanks for dropping in on the program, and good luck with everything to come.
Thank you so much.
Here is Samantha Savage Smith with a song from her new album, Fine Lines. It's at number 11 this week on the charts. Brian and I will be back after this. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
Yeah.
It's the Earshot 20.
After a brief conversation with Samantha Savage Smith, you also heard from her with a track called It Makes No Difference in there at number 11, up for number 12, and her latest is called Fine Lines. Before all that, we also heard from Panda Bear from Panda Bear Meets the Grim Reaper at number 12. Down for number 7, you heard Boys Latin, and we started it all off a while back with The Decemberists and Better Not Wake the Baby with a track from their newest record, What a Terrible World, What a Beautiful World, at number 13, down from number 6.
Really great conversation with Samantha Savage Smith. We thank her very much for joining us on the program. And of course, remember, you can head over to SamanthaSavageSmith.com for all kinds more information on that artist. That does it for the first 10 of the top 20. And if you were just tuning in wondering what this show is, well, we're counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. You can check out that website anytime. It's Anthony Emmon with you and Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic. We do this every week. We count down the top 20 albums out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. We record and broadcast there first Fridays, 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, and then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. And we thank them all very much for airing this program. You might also be catching us if you're downloading the program from radio4all.net. That's radio4all.net. Or if you're podcasting the show through iTunes, no matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks very much for tuning in. And stick around, because in the next hour of the program, we've got loads more, including your top 10. Stephen Karlick joins us again. Lisa LeBlanc is going to be on the program, and we'll give you a little peek into what's charting below the top 20. You're not going to want to miss it. Stick around. We'll be back.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.